This is RSBNB Update, episode 280, recorded Friday, October 29th, 2010. Lost Cows and Sheeps. Hello, everybody. I am here this week. We're going to be starting RSBNB Update right now, episode 280, as you probably heard in the opener. That's going to have some title that I'm going to decide on in the next hour and a half or so. So, Kola is here this week. He was supposed to be here last week, but I had to pull out at the last minute, so he's here, and I'm introducing him first, because sometimes he gets forgotten.
Hi.
And, of course, Chief Snake is also here. I don't have an adjective for you this week, unless...
No, yeah. We're fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Back.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, Asa, who is one of our new RSBNB and former RS writers.
Yay!
Hello!
You probably remember him. I don't know. You were on once or twice before, I forget
year,
when.
It was twice.
Okay.
Last year Halloween, and last year...
Special episode,
yeah, it was the best of the year episode.
Right. Yeah, I don't even remember what we did for that.
Yeah, it was me, Devo, Brad One, and you.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had a horrible connection.
Yeah, well, sometimes connection is...
Don't worry, we're used to that.
I was worried about today, because we got two different continents aside here from North America, and that would be kind of interesting, but I think everything's okay so far. So, as we said last week, we're discussing the Halloween update this week, because, well, this Sunday is Halloween, so I hope that at least some of you guys are dressing up.
I'm not. We don't celebrate Halloween in Brazil.
I'm dressing up in clothes, if that counts.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Chief?
I'm dressing up in nothing. As opposed to clothes.
That's kind of scary.
I did not want to even entertain that thought at all.
Yeah, everybody just think of what that means. Chief dressing up in anything. Nothing but besides
nothing.
Clothes. Yeah.
Nothing besides clothes.
Well, no, he said nothing.
Oh, okay.
He said nothing, nothing.
Well, you,
like
then,
I
yeah,
said,
you,
I did not want that in my head.
Yeah.
Just make sure there's no RSBNB paparazzi around, and you'll be fine.
Or satellites
slightly
going overhead.
Stabbing. We don't want to see you on TMZ, Chief.
You know, that's a good thing, because... So apparently you're supposed to do that, like go outside for an hour a day to get your vitamin D like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what Steve Gibson did for a while, yeah, during his vitamin D.
Yeah, he didn't he say he was sunbathing in the nude or something
nude
to get his... Yeah.
Like an hour a day or... It was some decently long amount of time, but every day out in his backyard...
Yeah, so Chief, you're not going to be doing that, are you?
Well, no, because you can't really do it here in New Zealand. You could probably get away with it in Australia. Or no, Germany. Germany is a good place, I've heard.
And how did you know that?
Sunbathing. Long story. We should start talking about...
Yeah, we should. Partying is such sweet sorrow. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just... I don't know if...
Oh, come on. This is what makes the update fun.
What, people imagining Chief without any clothes on?
No, just the whole ramble. I didn't
really.
Think
I would find that fun.
Chief, that is not fun.
Okay, back on track here now. Partying is such sweet sorrow as this year's Halloween event. Basically, in a nutshell, you have to get Grim Reaper's house ready for a party, with the spider setting up the dance floor and spiders and whatnot on the floor, and then after you clear them out, Party Pete and everybody else comes in there to start dancing and having a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. I swear, there were so many puns this year. There were like four different music puns. There were a couple of food puns. You know, what? Adamantine Damsel, for example.
I don't get that.
Iron Maiden.
Okay.
Oh, wow, I should have got that one.
And the thing that moonshine, that's normally a kind of vodka, but of course it can't be vodka in RuneScape, you know? So.
Well, there is vodka in RuneScape.
Yeah, but why not call moonshine, actually, vodka, you know?
No, but moonshine and vodka are different things.
Oh, really?
It is scary that, yeah, they are. Moonshine just refers to homemade alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Well, illegal homemade alcohol.
Yes, illegal homemade alcohol.
Because of the, but it's actually not vodka, it's whiskey. So, you definitely have your alcohol knowledge there, Shane.
Yeah, I know. I guess that's to be expected. But yeah. So, moonshine is whiskey, homemade.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, though they can get it to pretty dang high alcohol percentages, some, you know, ridiculous amount, like 80% or something. Have you ever seen the movie, I think it was like October Skies or something?
No.
When they're looking for rocket fuel. It's about this kid who does
all this. Oh, yeah, that one. That's right.
Yeah, it's like October something. And so when they're looking for rocket fuel, they end up going to the sort of local drunk that has an illegal distillery.
And then that's some, how.
You know,
then that's how.
Moonshine, yeah.
And then that's how first rocket fuel comes. Okay, so maybe they're going to be doing that in this thing. So.
Well, there is protection missiles.
Yeah, that's true. I just want to get everyone's opinion first. How was the general feel of this Halloween event compared to, say, last year's or the year before's, Chief?
Well, they've all kind of been the same. There's nothing. New to Ed, really.
Okay.
Well, you know, not literally the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to add something.
Need to make it more dynamic, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just felt kind of mundane performing these tasks.
Yeah. And you really aren't getting anything decent out of it, I found. So.
I personally was not impressed with the bone brooch. I mean, the animation that happens is kind of cool. But just to carry it around and just use randomly, it's meh.
Yeah. I think it would be quite interesting if it turned you into an actual skeleton.
And then you could walk around as that?
Yeah. But just as a pile of bones, it's...
Yeah, there we go. That's the same thing, repeating things like the Easter egg or the ring of stone.
Or, yeah... Yeah, and it's like, ooh, I can turn into something that will just lay on the ground, and as soon as I move, it goes away.
Yeah. Okay, so we're all kind of in the same boat on that. Kala, if you have anything to add, just chime right in, because I didn't...
Well, I was actually reading through it, because I actually forgot to do the update. Bad me, but it looks like every single year they've had it with the Grim Reaper's house, you're basically cleaning up his house.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's
the
all
last
you're doing.
3 years.
The first one, his servant died, so you're replacing his servant. The second one, there's a humongous spider in his bathtub, so you're basically the servant trying to clean up his house. And in this one, it looks like you're cleaning up the house. So,
actually, the spider one was better. Really, there was a lot more to do in there. That was more interesting than this one.
I don't even remember it.
Remember
well,
the maze?
All I remember were kind of the puzzles. Yeah, the maze.
Oh, okay.
That was
right.
Annoying.
It was very annoying, but it was more interesting than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, overall, we're really not that impressed with this, then?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Okay.
So, I did like the emotes.
Yeah, the emote you get was good. I will say that.
Yeah, I was impressed by that, actually. I thought that could have been made into a skill cape emoji.
What skill, though?
Well, agility.
Politics.
No, not really agility.
Politics.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
That's maybe good. A court case skill cape.
Also, what'd you guys think of the music in this one? Because did any of you guys turn the music on when you were playing this, Chief or Asa?
Oh, I did. I did I just did. For the final thing, for the Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And it was...
Again, another pun.
Yeah. Black well, Sabbath. Yeah, as for how it sounded, though, I think it was just plain RuneScape, as you would imagine.
I don't know. Music
I think it sounds better than what we're used to from RuneScape, you know. It's not MIDI music.
No, but it sounds like something from Doom. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Or from Duke Nukem.
I think it's slightly more advanced than that.
No, it definitely sounds like something from the 90s, because I've listened to a lot of games from that era, and
yeah,
they all sound like that, so...
I mean, either way, it's not what you'd expect from a modern game, a modern role-playing game.
You are right, it does sound kind of 90s, or maybe even late 80s, yeah. Thinking about it now.
Yeah, it sounds like something that came in Duke Nukem, or, I don't know... Hardcore Mega Man or something.
But, you know, I give them credit at least for attempting this and making a decent-sounding music track compared to what they were before. Like, if you were to take, for example, back when RuneScape 2 first came out, Scape Scared.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Sounds like something from Scooby-Doo.
No, it definitely sounds like something from RuneScape.
Yeah, that was the thing I was trying to say. This one did sound more real compared to, say, Scape Scared or something. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Overall, I think for me, I'm going to have to go with 3 just because of the emote. What about you guys?
Purely the emote. 2 or 3 for me as well. I'll say 3.
Kala,
Kala, you
want to
go?
I'll go with 3 then, because they've slightly updated their music. It's not like it's in this millennium yet, but it's a step closer.
But they called it Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Oh, at least they know they're metal.
Asa?
It's not quite metal, but... I'd also have to say 3, for multiple reasons, including, the music is better. Yeah, for their incredibly horrible puns. For the emote,
I wouldn't say they're horrible.
They're so bad that they're good.
Yes. There is a line between sort of so bad it's good and so bad it is just bad. I didn't enjoy it some. And because they're doing things like this alpha-based thing, which I think... this is what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, just a quick mention, actually.
Yeah, I mean, just to have these, this giant community event all based on, sort of Halloween, let's do something more than just the normal holiday event. I mean, that's really cool, something interactive that, you can have literally the whole server basically in one bar waiting to then go off and kill some zombies.
Yeah, with that, next one, or the last one, is on October 31st. They sent out a reminder, so I don't know. I might go to that one. Depends what I'm doing, but I don't know. Typically, I don't see the point in those kind of things, because there's just too many people, and it's too hard to keep track of,
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bother either.
Yeah. But just to give you a bit of comparison kind of events things... I got an email last night. I'll read it to you. Greetings, Captain. We have some great news for you. Just in time for Halloween, we're releasing a very special feature episode designed to scare even the most stalwart of Starfleet and KDF commanders. In what lies beneath, it's up to your team to explore the bowels of a 200-year-old space station, but you're not the only presence in the dark corridors you must traverse. It's a great way to enjoy the holiday within the Star Trek universe. What lies beneath? Debuts on October 30th at 11 a.m. Pacific. Be sure to log in if you dare.
Wait, so I kind of spaced out for a minute there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about
talking
the event
about Star Trek
in...
Online, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you asked.
Huh.
I don't know. I guess, like, why can't they do something like that, you know? Explore something scary on RuneScape.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I like the...
can actually be scary on RuneScape. Just in my opinion. I mean, it's like, ooh, it's a little fire. It's not that RuneScape is way too cute. It's just, it's not intimidating, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that also comes from the way the game is presented, you know? So, not first... Well, Star Trek Online's not third person. It's the same viewpoint. I guess what I'm trying to say is that RuneScape is kind of limited in that respect. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but if any of you three are interested, I have a guest pass still. If you guys, one of you guys, want to come with me?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I wish.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, Asa, you're kind of ruled out because Star Trek Online is Windows only.
It's Windows only, yeah. Oh, well. That'll hopefully change, especially with Steam for Mac. Yay!
So...
like, Left 4 Dead 2 is out.
Yeah. Yeah, the only other thing I think major to discuss this week in relation to Halloween is... oh, no, we're done Halloween, I guess. So if anybody else have anything with Halloween-related events they want to bring up?
Not really.
Okay, that's a no then. Chief?
That's everything.
Okay. And Jagex has won UK Developer of the Year at the Golden Joysticks. So,
because they told everyone about it, and I don't think anyone else did.
Yeah.
No, it's funny, really. You never hear anything about the other companies who are nominated.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody... I'm not much into the gaming kind of news, but I don't even know if Golden Joysticks are a major kind of award thing, are they?
I think they're for... I think they are, kind of, but, I mean, it's a gaming award, so it's not really that heard of, but Joysticks. I remember voting for the Creative Assembly, because they, for the UK Developer of the Year, but...
I voted for Star Trek Online as the new Game of the Year, or whatever. It had better have won over Farmville.
Oh gosh, Farmville. Don't even get me started on Farmville.
Yeah, I don't even
have
Facebook.
How does that get a nomination?
I don't know. Apparently it's a game.
Yeah. It is a game. It's just not a very good game, but it is a game. It's a popular game.
It is incredibly popular. I've blocked it on Facebook. I could not stand the number of invites. Ooh, I've sent you a tree. I've sent you a cow. I've seen
or a lost cow.
Yeah.
A lost brown cow has wandered onto your farm. Go look after your farm. So
is that what it says?
It at Farmville.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it does.
God, Chief, that's what we're missing out on.
Oh no, what a shame. I think we need to start playing Farmville, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, please, I think I'll take our RuneScape farming instead. But
yeah,
I have no idea.
Are you sure? You don't want
yes.
to expand to New Horizons?
No, not really when people can give me cows to take care of.
Farming knowledge?
Or lost cows,
come
even,
on, you
know?
Can't look after cows on RuneScape.
I don't think so. I don't even want to get involved with Facebook. So.
Not entertain that notion.
No. So... one more little RuneScape tidbit before we move on to questions. Emergent Gameplay Letter. So this is basically a community developer blog post in which they go through some of the Q&As from people who have found different ways of using the game than were initially imagined. So things they say are using a playground house as a meeting place, or... people who use their player-owned houses as hotels. I never quite got the idea of that, but...
What?
Yeah, apparently people use their player-owned houses as hotels.
Well, whenever there's a popular game, there will always be RPGing in it. Well, it is an MMORPG, but I guess people take it to the max.
Yeah. For instance, on this, people were asking if there's any other support they can be given or if support would ever be taken away. And basically, Jagex's answer was that if something becomes popular enough that it needs in-game tools, they'll do the same thing as they kind of did with Farouk's tools. So they're open to the future, but depends.
Creepy. Okay, I haven't read this, but
and the orb of Oculus.
That too.
From what I understand, it sounds like a good idea, I suppose, because houses have never really been that interactive.
No, they haven't. It's pretty much just been up to the user to decide what they use them for.
Yeah, and you can only use them for the things that are in the game. You can't do a lot of things with your friends, I suppose.
Yeah. I know for me, the only time I use my house is for transportation and storing skill capes and other stuff in there. And the occasional combat test, and maybe a 99 or two, but that's about it. That's all I use mine for. I don't think I've ever been to either of your houses, any of you guys.
Well, I haven't even built mine, so that's probably why.
I have
let's keep it that way.
So, I don't know. It's interesting, though. Can somebody explain to me how a hotel would work, though?
Yeah, that I don't understand, though. That's why.
Neither do I.
Colin?
I would definitely be going back to RuneScape Classic, where you had the sleeping bags. You know, remember? To stop, botters and stuff.
Yeah, but what's the point? You just sit in someone's rented-out bedroom? It's like a hotel?
I guess so. I mean, what else would you do at a hotel? That you can't do anywhere else other than sleep.
I don't know.
A few things, but for the sake of this show, let's not mention them.
Okay.
I don't know what you're referring to, but...
Okay, so that's the developer blog. You can read that if you're interested in emergent gameplay. I don't think we really have any other opinions on the matter. Is that right?
No, that's right.
No. Okay, no. Moving on then. That's all of our RuneScape updates for this week and last week.
That's right.
Go do the Halloween event.
Yes.
Oh, Chief, I thought you were going to kick me off into questions and say who our first question was from. That's what I was waiting for.
All right, then. Our first question this week is from Merciful and Susie Angel.
Oh yeah, it's Merciful and Susie Angel again.
I was right.
We were doing the penguins today and couldn't find the wilderness one and tried to use the World 60 Club chat. Despite the chat being almost entirely full, no one would call the location of the penguin we needed.
In fact, several times false locations were called and we travelled deep into level 47 wilderness only to find out it was fake.
So, do you guys do the penguins weekly and do you have any tips or advice for us on making it less of a chore and a bit more fun?
Do it with a friend. Well, you already are, so ignore that. But all I really have to say on the penguins is that typically if you do them later in the week, once they're more established which way they go and whatnot, that's a bit simpler.
Usually you have blockers as well.
Yeah, that too. And also the clan chat really isn't all that useful. It goes by too quick, and people don't tend to answer, and it's just want, where is which.
Don't they have a forum post for that?
Yeah, they do, but you can't really keep that updated by the same people, you know, with the right areas. So
they have something on the RuneScape wiki about it, but they just have the general locations of them. So
yeah. I know on World 60, people tend to get them trapped in the usual places, like, you know, wall or whatever like that. But aside from that, See if you can get a group of, I don't know, 5 to 10 people together and do that. Because that would make things a lot simpler if you could form your own hunting corporation compared to relying on everyone else. But typically, because of that and the time involved, I only do them when I have free time. So it's not a weekly thing for me. How about you guys?
Well, I don't do the penguins very often as it is. I mean, I only do them as a distraction diversion, really. I mean, if I see
like when you see them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's what I did.
That's what I do, too.
I don't know. They were asking about how you'd make it more fun, though. I mean, other than doing it with friends. I don't know. Going to the clan chat to see the exact location and then, you know, going to see where it's trapped, that doesn't really sound like fun to me.
It becomes a chore when you do that.
Yeah, it sounds more fun when you just go into RuneScape and then you just say, oh, there's a penguin. I'll look at it and there you go. You know, well, I guess it's not really that fun in that sense, but how do you make it more fun? I don't know.
Whoever finds the most first wins a prize.
Yeah, I guess so. Don't know how you'd test that, you know.
Well, no, I mean like a real life prize, you know, get a bunch of people together and get them in and then say if you and your friend Koa all do that, whoever finds all 10 first doesn't have to do a certain chore or anything, you know. Asa.
That would be interesting.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Asa, say a few words again, please.
Sorry. I'm right here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to... your mic is fritzing out, Asa. Okay. I'm going to drop you and then call you back. Yeah. Okay, so...
That's weird.
No, that was actually because of your microphone.
What kind of microphone do you have?
Let me just check the brand. One sec.
It's probably USB or something, but
it's a MaxPrint. It's a headset. USB.
Okay, that's weird. I've never heard it happening to that brand before, but that's good to know. Anyways, anybody else have anything on making penguins more fun?
Nothing by me.
I forgot. Yeah, I don't really think there's much you can do to make them more fun. I've got a friend who does them every week using the clan chat, and he hasn't had any problems with them. I think he says he gets them done really quickly, but...
That could depend, too, on when and stuff. So. Yeah, I don't know. I used to be pretty fanatical about doing them, but then it became a chore, so no, not really. Anyways, thank you, Merciful and Susie Angel. Next audio question is from Gnome Thorian.
Dear Shane, Chief, King Koa, and Asa, first I'd like to congratulate Asa on his position of new RuneScape writer for RSPNB. But my question this week is, what is your typical farming run, if you do so? I particularly only do marigolds and toad flax, as I'm just looking for money and experience. And do you guys do trees? And if so, what trees? Thanks, Gnome Thorian. Bye.
I just realized he never said toad flaxes.
He said
toad flax.
No, he said toad flax as.
Huh.
As.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't hear the rest of it. I was just concentrating on that.
Well, boo on me then.
Okay, so we're talking RuneScape farming here, not
just really
Farmville
quick. Thank you, Thorian, for no Thorian for the congratulations. So, I'm very happy.
So, we're not going to talk about Farmville farming because that's something else. I think, right, Kala? Because you could get cows donated to you.
Apparently.
And trees.
Cows, no, I don't play.
Sheep. Did I just say sheeps?
Yes.
Okay.
Good night here.
How about we quickly go through each of our farming runs? unless
start
we're
with
not
Chief.
Going... If you do them, I don't know if you do them or not, but
well, not really. I haven't done one in a long time, but my farming run basically consists of what I, well, yeah, I mean what I posted on the RSBNB YouTube channel ages and ages ago, years ago, and also the same thing I posted on my blog when I got 99 farming, how I did it and everything. But it's I do a tree run first most of the time, or I do the tree run separately to the fruit tree run. The tree run goes from basically starting anywhere, usually Falador to Taverley, run to Taverley, teleport to Lumbridge, do that patch, teleport to Varric, do the Varric tree patch, and then run to the Northwest Grand Exchange tree to teleport to the Grand Tree, and then do that patch. And then from the Grand Tree, I can do my fruit tree run, which starts at the Grand Tree, teleport using the tree to Tree Gnome Village, do that patch out there, teleport to Catherby, do that patch there, take the boat charter a ship to Brimhaven, do the Brimhaven patch, do the Kelquat, and then teleport to Liletia with the crystal. And then that's the final one. Ah, that was boring. But I do maples, and I protect them, obviously, with baskets of oranges, and I do pineapple plants. That's all.
I also thought I'd like to mention, that your How to Farm videos on YouTube are almost 2 years old now, tomorrow.
They are?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Oh yeah, you got 99 farming 2 years ago on your RSBNB birthday.
Yeah. a few days ago.
And I got 99 farming 3 years ago in September. Wow.
Shush. Yeah, but yeah, those farming videos still work more or less. There are a few things that have changed and a few things that you will be able to do a bit more easily now.
Taverley teletabs.
Oh yeah. That
and Brimhaven teletabs if you want.
Potentially easier, except you do have to spend a bit of money on teletabs if you want to do that.
I make my own.
Actually, I don't think it makes it that much faster in the long run. It's not all
probably not.
Because I did try. But that's all. I don't really... Okay. I do the herb runs too. You can also find that on YouTube, and that hasn't changed at all. So what?
Okay.
But what else?
I do the same trees as you, unless I get free seeds from the kingdom, so that's that. Except I intertwine my tree and fruit tree runs so that they're all kind of mishmashed together and just kind of like a line instead of doing all the wood first and then the fruit after. So,
I mean, mine are sort of intertwined per se, but because the one leads on to the other.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I have them thrown in throughout and stuff like that. So,
I also mix them up too, but I never actually do the same thing twice. I never do the same route twice in a row. I usually start off at the one near the Grand Exchange. Well, I guess that wouldn't be the Grand Exchange. The one with the tree gnomes, because the spirit trees teleport you right there. And then I'd usually just go somewhere else. So it depends on what I'm feeling. I just take all the teleports with me, and then I say, oh, okay, I'll go to this one next, you know? And in fact, that actually makes it a lot more interesting to me.
Yeah, that's actually key, I think, is changing it up enough so that it doesn't get boring. Mm-hmm. So,
I think that's pretty much for everything in RuneScape.
Yep.
Asa, do you have any farming runs that you
do? I only do herb runs every once in a while, and those will be toad flax for the most part. I use the magic secretaries. What? you know, so I'm just doing cash. I'll usually go north of Ardoyan, run to Taverley, teleport to, let's see, to Port Phasmades, then Phasmades to Draenor. And then to the Grand Exchange. So So.
Alrighty then. Thank you, Gnome Thorian, for that question. Alrighty, I'm going to read the next one. Hi, guys. When you're at the RuneScape login screen and you press the key just to the left of the one key, it has the squiggly line on it, a developer's window pops up. For future reference, that is called the tilde. That's the squiggly line, and then the other one below that is the grave. So, tilde grave. Try it and tell me what you think it's for. I've never heard anybody mention this before. And thank you. Keep up the great show. P.S. I'm using a window keyboard. I don't know if the layout is different on a Mac. That is from 1994 JHG. Yes, that is the developer's console. And that came out in September. And it was mentioned in one of their other news segments on one of the news posts. So if you read the full news post or you listen to the show, we had a great discussion about that. I forget what episode number it was, though, because we quite enjoyed that when it first came out. So,
Well,
we did. I enjoy the console, don't you guys?
Oh, that's good. I never use it.
I never use it either. But I do remember it coming out. So
people,
build 627.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's another interesting thing with that. When it first came out, people on RuneWire were like, what's this? What did I do? Why is this here?
So, and everyone's like, read the latest news post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say something right now, but I'm not going to. I think that's it for that one. We're going to move on to the next question right now, and Kala can read that one.
Okay, the next question. Dear Shane, Kula, and Chief Snake, and other hosts, which is Asa. Shane, I'm currently going for 99 cooking and 99 fletching, and I was wondering if you could tell me how you got your 99 fletching and the prices, if you remember. For 99 cooking, I've been told to do sharks for my current level. What do you think? Thanks. Keep up the great show. Daddy, dad, dad, dad. And that's apparently his normal RS name, LOL, don't ask.
I'm sorry, but I don't remember what the costs were on fletching. So, but I will say I did U longbows. So, that's
what
I did for
that. Much.
No, it wasn't, but I lost money, I know that much.
But, yeah, that's the nature of it. You kind of lost too much. Because everyone does it. Same with cooking.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there used to be a time way back when you used to actually be able to make money on that, so.
Daddy, daddy,
wasn't
daddy.
Like the willow?
Oh, I meant to click copy there to copy the RS name.
That was great.
What?
Well, you know, there's a speech option on OS X.
How does that work?
You select some text and then, speaks it, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know, that lookup is not working for your name, so I can't see what your cooking level is right now.
Yeah, I was looking it up too.
But yeah, I guess if it? I forget which level you stop burning sharks, I think it's around level 96 or something. So I don't know.
That sounds right.
I never saw the full benefit to doing sharks or something else expensive like that unless you were fishing it yourself. So, personally, for me, if I was getting 99 cooking and I wasn't in a rush, I would go with monkfish. But, once again, it's always going to come up to how much money you have and whether or not you want to spend it to get it that much quicker. So,
I would do sharks because I'm lazy.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Kala?
Though it also depends on rocktail and, what was it? Not flatfish.
Oh, yeah, rocktail would be better, wouldn't it?
Okay, you can actually make money now. Raw sharks are 967 GP, and cooked sharks are 1,010.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay.
No, it used to be the other way around.
Yep. No, but I mean, it kind of makes sense at the same time, you know. Food prices going up some, you know, with the multiple sort of higher level updates, people getting more into boss killing, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm guessing that in that case, then by all means, go for sharks.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Daddy, Dad, a dad, I guess.
All right. You also get profit with Rocktail.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh, that's as well.
Good. But when do you stop burning Rocktail?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh well.
Show www.
Do you see how his voice went over?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like www.
All right.
5 minutes later, www.
Okie dokie.
Oh, by the way, look this up. Level at which Rocktail stops burning? None. Without cooking gauntlets, but with cooking gauntlets, it's 95.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
And let's see about Shark. Dude.
Yeah, I think Shark is 96, so tell me if I'm wrong.
Shark is also never, but 94 with cooking gauntlets.
Okay, Brad was lying then. He said 96.
According to the wiki. So the wiki might be wrong, but there we are.
No, no, not you. Brad won.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. Asa, next question.
Hey, guys. I'm finally back after a long break of playing StarCraft II and Minecraft, along with my iPod Touch having internet issues. One, have you ever had major family and school issues? Lately, I've been having such issue with piles of schoolwork and some of my friends being total jerks, and my parents not understanding me, then yelling and making things worse. This has led to suicidal thoughts. Two, what do you think of homework? I think it's stupid because we spend about one-third of the day at school, one-third sleeping, and one-third of free time, 8 hours each. Why should we lose up to half or more of our free time? Thanks for answering all my questions this week. Where Fox? Fox is...
Fox.
On the end.
I please
do not have suicidal thoughts.
No, do not have suicidal thoughts. You have to remember that being a teenager is probably the worst part in your life, and it will automatically get better when you grow up. So... If you can get through this, and I'm sure you can, as well as many other teenagers, things will get better.
Oh my god. Yeah. I can link you to a video right now called It Gets Better. And it has Adam Lambert in it, so that makes everything okay.
Oh, god.
Maybe slightly unrelated, but it's the same.
Yeah, back on track, please.
Okay, look.
I think it...
Firefox, for your friends, everybody at teenage age thinks everybody else is a jerk, and everybody else is a jerk to everybody else. It just happens.
Well, not really. No one thinks I'm a jerk.
Well, it happens to almost everybody. It's like the rule that there is an exception to every rule, that itself is a rule, and so there must be an exception. Anyways, and if you think your parents aren't understanding you, again... It is completely normal. I am 17 now. I think Shane can agree with me. I know my sister can agree with me, who's now married. She also thought my parents didn't understand her. I have thought my parents don't understand me at times, but they really do.
Yeah. You'd be very surprised
by how much they say than you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give them enough credit.
They're just thinking the best for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I think in all cases you will find they're just looking out for you most of the time. But it's difficult for me to say because my parents have always been really supportive of me, and that would never happen. They would never yell at me, they would never make things worse per se, but I know people who that does happen to, and sometimes it isn't quite the case. Their parents aren't as important as mine. So yeah. it isn't very nice to hear of things like that happening. But it's difficult to offer any advice, really. I would just say, you know, it does happen. You're not the only one it happens to, obviously. And you do just have to put up with that kind of sometimes, unfortunately.
But not just putting up with it. See if you can change some sort of things. Reminds me of coming home on the bus every day, and there's this banner above the bus, and it says National Suicide Prevention Day, September 10th. It says silence kills. So make sure you talk to someone about it, and, you know, someone you trust. Maybe see if you can talk to your parents about what's been going on, or, you know, talk to your friends. See why they're being total jerks. Maybe they just aren't, and they're just trying to tease, and they don't realize how much it's hurting you, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, as for that, though, no. Friends being total jerks. We've all had that happen with some people. So.
But then, you know, sometimes friends aren't good for you. You know, some friends aren't very good, and it's always good to make more friends, you know, because you'll find out who your real friends are later in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, after high school, you kind of drift away from a lot of your friends. It's good to keep that, you know, set of friends that you have.
Yeah.
Along with piles of schoolwork, you can also go try and talk to your teachers. Because sometimes they might be nicer than others, or they might help you out or give you some tips, you know. So, just go talk to someone, or a lot of people, because... Don't even think about suicide, because this is not what life is all about. It's homework and parents and, you know, friends being jerks. Gets better.
As to the question.
Okay. Yeah, the next one, please, Asa.
No. Well, cause just to answer the, have you ever had any major family or school issues? I'd say no. I've had a few deaths in the family, but nothing like, oh my gosh, you know. Other than maybe moving here, which was kind of crazy at first. I was not happy. I was only 11, so.
Okay. Colin?
Well, yeah, I'd have to say yes. I have had some major family issues, and I'm sure Shane knows exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to elaborate. But you have to work through them. You have to, you know, make sure you do what's right for you, you know. You have to not let that sort of stuff bring you down. And, yes. Yeah, that's pretty much all I can say.
Chief!
Yeah, that's right. It applies to everyone. I mean, some people more than others, obviously. Some have some worse things to deal with. Sadly, that is how life works. But we've all been through a lot of things that aren't quite as pleasant as we would like. Family and school related. So yeah, it's just working through them. Shane?
No, I have not. Nothing to...
Okay,
nothing
then
major.
Just completely shut down. Anyway, what do you think of homework?
I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a bad thing if you don't learn anything from it, because if you don't learn anything from it, then what's the point of it? But as for cutting into your free time, that also isn't really cool, but, you know, depends on your time management, I guess, as well. And
yeah, that's a major thing, too. If you manage your time correctly, you will find you have more time that you don't know what to do with, so... But
usually that's not true. Usually you find if you manage your time well, you have more time to do homework.
Yeah.
Well, not if you get it done in the first place, right?
Yeah, but that's the college student me talking. So.
Yes, yeah, you're right. It is different in a different way of looking at it in regards to that. So, okay, there's call it me, Chief, Asa.
Chief?
I don't know. No one likes homework. I hate homework. But then I have to tell people to do homework and study, and I don't study. It's a sad position to be in, really. I'm such a hypocrite sometimes.
Yeah, that has to be one of the most ironic things, I think. But don't tell him that.
I'm with you there, man.
It really depends. It depends completely on what kind of a person you are. I'm a person who works at school, and I find that homework is completely superfluous to my education. Just personally, I do the work when it's given to me, and I make sure I keep up with what I'm doing in class. And so working outside of class is completely pointless. When it comes to the end of the year, I still know everything that I've learnt. Well, most of the time, to a degree. Or I've done so much work that it doesn't matter how much I need to learn still. So, yeah, it depends. I don't like homework personally, and I think it is a bit silly, but it can also help as well. You cannot really deny that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Hey, sir?
So.
Yeah, I think, in general, homework is superfluous. I think with the way the sort of modern job market is today, I think we as students need to learn sort of how to truly work and not just do homework.
Yeah.
Because getting our education is a full-time job.
And yes, so, it is.
I mean, okay, I can understand overtime and that kind of thing for people that are truly working, but you don't have the same kind of thing in a normal job. I mean, unless you have a really tight project and a really tight schedule, then yeah, I mean, you'll be working at home, but for the most part, you won't be. And so, I mean, if the objective of school is to teach you skills, teach you ways of thinking, you know, basic things so that you can be a good employee, a good worker, you know, and survive in the modern job market, you know, homework to me doesn't make sense. I mean, projects, I'm all there. I'm all the way with projects. Give me a project and I will be happy. You know, I can work on it. I can work on my time, you know, and as long as it's...
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I have to agree with you there because I know in what I do, most of the stuff that would be homework is theoretical. And if it's not practical, it doesn't really make sense because, you know, theory does not apply in the real world. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
Theory doesn't transfer over, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, like, I love physics. I think physics, you know, as a subject is really cool. You know, there are a lot of very useful things. But, you know, sort of what we learn about, let's say, Newton's laws, you know, and you see all these examples of elevators going up and down. And, you know, for example, today we're doing a revision class because next week is this big test. And sort of allows you to get into college. We're doing some review stuff in physics, and we're looking at acceleration of elevators and that kind of thing. It's like, what the? You know, why? I'm a senior. I'm getting ready to go into college, but why?
And you need to know how an elevator works.
Yeah,
that I think that's what this guy's getting at.
But it's not even how an elevator works. It's the forces on acting on an elevator and motion. Like, okay, I'm not going to stand in an elevator and think, oh well, I weigh approximately, you know, 80 kilos or, you know, 60 kilos, and the elevator it must be going at 3 meters per second and has an acceleration of 2 meters per second per second. So that's generating, you know, 600 newtons of force with...
You know, I've actually thought of that before. I'm sorry, but I have.
On the other hand, it would be pretty damn cool if you could actually tell the other people in the elevator when exactly it's going to arrive. As you're getting in, you're like, this elevator will arrive at our destination in 26.3 seconds. I'll set my watch.
Oh, wow. I did not intend for that to turn into a physics discussion, but, you know, all science is either physics or stamp collecting, so Good job there, Ace.
Okay, homework good or not?
Yes. If it's the right kind.
Projects, yes. Homework as we think of it, no.
I agree with that. Color?
It depends on the homework, depends on the teacher, depends on the course, depends on the student.
Yeah.
It's very subjective.
Yeah, all of that, sadly.
So,
okay, we're done with that question.
Yeah, let's move on.
Alrighty. Hi, guys.
Dear host, RSVB.
What are you reading?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's the right one.
Dear host of RSVB, what were your Shane. What were your favorite parts of middle school, and what were your least favorite parts? Also, do you support the space program fully, as I feel that Nixon messed it all up? Thanks for answering my questions, NFHD. Favorite parts of middle school? So wait, which one is middle school again?
I don't know.
Six to eight. It's the
grade six to eight.
In the U.S.
So I'm just going to guess that that means my intermediate school.
Well, middle, intermediate.
Approximately.
Yeah. Basically, when you were 11 to 13.
Yeah.
13, 14.
Somewhere around there. Well, since no one's speaking, I'll go first then.
Yeah, basically.
Favorite parts? Meeting friends, meeting new good teachers, and learning some cool things here and there. Also really loved band. That was awesome. Least favorite parts? I'd have to say homework. For going completely on that. But, yeah, I didn't really have many least favorite parts, but I didn't really enjoy middle school that much because of school. I don't know. Depends on the person, but yeah.
Okay. Asa?
I didn't like sixth grade much. Seventh grade I kind of liked because we had a cool biology teacher. And eighth grade, I only did half of it here, and then I skipped to ninth grade because I was in the States for half a year. I was here in Brazil for half a year, and then in the States for half a year, and so I ended up missing the second half of eighth grade. So, yay! But it was just sort of standard. It just went by. Thank goodness. You know. Everything changing, everybody getting weird, everybody's voices breaking. Like, hey, man! You know?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree. There were lots of weird people in that kind of time frame. So I'll agree with you on that. But
I'm not mocking preteens. I don't have very much against you. Just a little bit.
Justin Bieber.
Exactly. Yes. It's
like, okay. Okay. I totally missed what the who didn't you have things against?
Oh no! I don't have much against preteens. Just a
little. Oh okay. Okay, that's good then. Anything else? Okay.
Nope.
Chief.
I was just thinking, I kind of liked middle school, inverted commas, because I suppose, yeah, actually, I met most of the people who I know now, because the way that worked is we all came from kind of different primary schools and then all the same middle school, and then all of the people who went there continued on to the same high school, and so it was a good chance to meet everyone there, and then when you get to high school, you know everyone, and it worked out quite well that way. I also liked, because of the class I was in, the way it worked was, in my particular class, we kept the same class for the same 2 years at middle school, and that was good too, because, I mean, you also got to know the same people very well. I think after I left, they introduced a new thing where they actually combined the classes from the 2 years, which is an interesting approach. I'm not sure how well that worked out, and I'm not sure if they're still doing it either, but yeah, anyway, favorite parts, I can't really say there was much else that I can remember. I will think on that and come back to it later. But space program. Yeah, I didn't think you did. Space program.
So, yeah, I do. Anybody else want to say no?
Did you answer the middle school thing, Shane?
Hmm?
Did you answer the middle school question?
I have nothing on that one. I just said that there's lots of weird people where I'm
I'm also in favor of the space program. It's good for us to broaden our horizons.
Yeah, that's the spirit to have. It's not a waste of money. So I think I can say that on this edition of this podcast compared to what I would have been able to say last year. So, yeah, I do. And, you know, I think that maybe it was the Nixon era where it got messed up, but it also got messed up last year in regards to the Obama administration as well. So they're partially at fault, too.
Yeah, I mean, since popularity started to decline after after the Apollo missions, you know, it's just
yeah, and you know, it has to continue for scientific progress. I think so.
It does. I agree.
Yeah. Chief or Cully, you have anything on space programs?
Not really. I think it is a good thing because. I was talking to Shane about this a little while ago. We are going to mess up the planet eventually, so it'd be nice to find somewhere that we can evacuate to.
Mars.
But, yeah, it's always interesting to learn more. I think knowledge is power, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Chief?
I think it's a good thing.
Well, as for... I could probably... say a few things on Color's response, but I'm not going to. We need to move on. But thank you, NFHD. Who's taking this one?
I will. Shane, Brad, 2.x, Kala, and Asa. What's your opinion of the new Xbox 360? Is it significantly better than the older one, or is it just implementing tweaks and fixes?
Oh, pass.
I'll answer this one from the hardware perspective. Basically, what the new Xbox 360 is it's the same hardware as that we've had since November 22nd, 2006, so it is a complete waste of money, with the only add-ons being the fact that it now has wireless built in, and it also has red ring of death protection, meaning if it's getting too hot, it will just shut the console off no matter what you're doing. So those are really the only two different things. So, you know, I like the idea of a integrated box that you just plug into your TV and go, but when you're using the same hardware in 2010 from 2006, that's kind of questionable to me. Yeah, so it's like the main problem is that console gaming is holding PC gaming back. So that's the problem with the Xbox in my view right now.
So you think they need to come up with a new generation of consoles then?
Yes, because...
overprice them.
Well, yeah, or even just shift focus back to the PC, right? With Steam and everything. Because for some reason, it's just... people tend to put money into their consoles and the games on it, which is what the developers make the most money from. So there's no incentive to push development on the PC and advance it compared to the Xbox, just sitting there and getting new hardware that would take advantage of it. So it really is a bit of a problem as a result of everybody who buys console games. So I don't like slamming people, but I pretty much just did that to all the console gamers out there.
Wait, so it's only now they've got wireless? I mean, the Wii has had wireless internet since day one.
Yeah, but you could buy a wireless adapter for it for $70. So.
Gee.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a good thing. I mean, the Red Ring of Death has been a problem plaguing Xbox 360 owners for quite a while. I have multiple friends that have them.
Mine hasn't red ringed yet, and and it's coming 3 years old.
Congrats. Congrats.
Knock on wood, Shane.
Okay. Question two, I think. Yes. Have you ever guys heard about the item recently added to the Grand Exchange called Ingredients? It is an item from the Halloween event. However, in the event, the item is not one item, it's multiple items used to make the whiskey. I've heard this becoming a new rare, and I've seen people posting on the RuneScape forums offering large amount of money for ingredients. Do you think JX did this intentionally, or was it a mistake? I'd have to say it's probably a mistake, given the current stance on rare items and whatnot. So,
yeah, that's not going to become a rare.
No.
It's only at 5 GP.
If it even exists.
It does exist.
Okay, but can you actually buy it?
It appears so.
Oh. That's not going to last very long.
No. Okay. I mean, yeah, with a market price that low, there wouldn't be much of an effect if they just took it off.
No.
Deleted it.
And finally, which combat melee combat skill do you think is more important, attack or strength? I personally think attack is more important, and I will use this Bandos trip as an example. For monsters like Gyarados who have a high defense and having a high strength level will do you no good unless you have a high attack level. My attack level is 94, my strength is 85. I find it funny when I do PvP because when fighting people with 99 strength and a lower attack level, 80-ish, and are my free-to-play level 109, they cannot hit. Opinions? Thanks for answering my questions, your BFF, Zant, Pharos, and Lucas.
I actually kind of have to agree, I think. I've never really understood why people valued strength so highly. I know back in RuneScape Classic, I actually had higher strength than my other skills.
That's why.
Yeah, it may just be people the RuneScape Classic combat system.
Yeah.
Still coming through, people still seem to value that, but it's not worth valuing anymore. I mean, nowadays, you have to have all three combat skills.
The combat system is a joke.
Well, yeah, it is. That's what I have to say.
Oh, goody. So you agree. Kala, you have anything on this since you're the old resident PKer?
Yeah, old from, like, 2005. Yeah, I'd say both are equally important because it doesn't matter how much you hit if you can only hit ones. Or zeros, in my case. It also doesn't matter how high you can hit if you can't hit at all. So, yeah. I think both are equally important. With PKing, I'm not really sure anymore, but I think it's defense that gets the tough break because usually they can just heal up fast. But I'd actually go with attack on this one. You need to hit more often. But the high hits are also really good, so I'd say they're equal, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with Chief, actually, and say both. And what I previously said in that the combat system is kind of like a dice roll. I don't really like the combat system, so.
I don't either. And I'm a combat person, so there we are.
Asa, have you got anything on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think when you're doing PvP, even though everybody says, you know, strength is more important because you're hitting higher, I think that for the psychological issue, attack is almost more important. I don't know about Gyarados because I haven't done the God Wars dungeons yet. But just for the fact that, okay, yeah, you may hit really high once in a while with higher strength. If you're constantly getting smaller amounts of damage, it's really annoying to the person, and so it's sort of more psychologically demoralizing, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I get sort of not depressed, but sort of like, oh man, you know, when I'm in, I don't know, like pest control or something, and all of these hits, you know, raining down on me, you know, hitting, it doesn't matter if it's 5 or, you know, 50, it still is like, damn, I'm getting hit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd have to agree with him. Attack is slightly more important, but they're still pretty equal.
Alrighty. Thank you for that question. Chief, you want to take the next one?
Hello, RSBNB. This is Kakarikin here. If you had to move to the USA, what state would you live in? I would recommend the state of Washington where I live because it is right below Canada and is diverse in climate, with the east side being almost a farmland, while the west side has the foresty area. If you already live in the US, same question. Also, do you think they, Jagex, will ever get rid of the trade limit? Thanks.
No, they won't.
No,
that's
they won't.
Simple answer.
No, they won't. Yeah.
They will not do that. That is their champion of the game.
Okay, so, Chief, what state?
I have no idea.
Do you know what some of the U.S.
No.
states are?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, then you should go live in Alaska with Sarah Palin.
No.
I can see Russia from my house. I can say that. I'm American.
Okay. I don't know. I'd recommend you either go to somewhere along the East Coast, like Maine or Vermont or somewhere like that. You, Chief?
Ooh, that's cold. That's snowball. That's almost snowball. Ah.
Yeah, I think
they're doing that deliberately. Well, no, I said you should go there because that's right below Quebec and you like French, so you could just jump over the border.
Well, no, because, so. You see, one of my aunts lives in Vermont. And she said that one winter, she went to go get in her car to go to work. And when she went to sort of pull and push down a little bit on the handle of the door, it was so cold the night before that when she went to turn it, it literally broke off in her hand. The car handle.
That could happen. That could happen.
So. I have to say that the East Coast has nothing on Edmonton in the winter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Minus 45 in February with the wind. That's great fun. But, Asa, what state would you live in?
I'd actually live in Washington. I actually have plenty of family both there and in Oregon. And it's sort of a second home for me, so...
Okay.
Washington, Kala? FTW.
Well, I don't think I'd pick Washington because it's like right... Well, I can see Washington from my house, but it's just across the water here. But I don't know. I don't think I'd want to live in California, but it might be cool.
Weird state. While. Sorry, people in California.
Let's see. Where else would I go? I'm not sure. Maybe New York just for the fun of it. I don't know. Be some place in like one of those, you know, the school towns, you know, like in the east, like in Connecticut or Massachusetts, but maybe Florida just for the fun of it, but hurricane season, so nah. All in all, I don't think I'd want to move to the States, but if I had to guess, I'd probably say Washington, Washington State, because it's most like where I live, I guess.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you there. I wouldn't really want to move to the U.S., but if I had to choose a state, I'd choose Alaska.
Okay.
But probably eastern Washington. That way I'm far away from the creepy Twilight fans who go to Forks.
Wait, so, Kula, you live in Vermont? Or, sorry,
no.
In Vancouver? Sorry, my bad. Vancouver?
No, I live in Victoria. It's on the island just above.
Okay, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I have seen Victoria from a mountain. Seriously.
It's a very nice city.
It's a very clear day. It's quite pretty.
Chief, did you decide yet?
No, I don't know any of these states.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to brush up on your U.S. geography then.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
I don't care about the U.S.
Well, just say Arizona for fun then. How's that?
What? No. My English teacher is from Oregon. I know that much.
Oregon is nice. If I may say so myself.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're done with that one. So, thank you, Kakarikin. Kala, next
one. I love her name. I love Kakarikin's name. That is so cool. Although it reminds me of the Kraken. Anyhow, next question. To everyone, although I believe only Mr. Sapient will have something to say. Although who I don't know who that is. I'd like to start a digital diary as such, and so am looking for some software I can use both on my Mac and my iPod Touch, which is jailbroken, he says, to access the same diary, which as a bonus may be available on the internet for access via password. I have looked around, but all of the diary programs I have found have been very old and some obsolete. Is there any hope for this? Or will I have to code it myself, which I believe is feasible for one person, although I would not be able to offer it as a service to anyone else. Congratulations to Asa on your new position. Thanks for taking my question. That is from Fudge.
Again, thank you, Fudge. Very much.
So, who is Mr. Sapient?
I think that's you, Shane.
Isn't Sapient Snake?
Well, I can answer if you want, but... I mean, as far as a digital diary goes, you can kind of use any blogging platform, can't you?
Yeah,
that would be the easiest way to go if you want to share it on the internet via password. You can do that with WordPress, and you don't really need any special software. You could either do that...
And? There is a WordPress app for the iPod, iPhone, iPad.
Okay, well, there's an app for everything, so there you go. But you could either do that, or, I mean, you could code it yourself, but if you wanted to put it on your iPod, don't you have to potentially do something there? I forget how it works.
Yeah, that would kind of be, I think, overkill for one person to code something yourself
and
use WordPress and use the WordPress app and don't even share things publicly. Just make it a private service. So that would be the best way to do it. Even WordPress.com, if you don't want to host it, just do that. So.
Yeah, but then again, if you want your own records of everything, personally, I wouldn't want to keep them in the cloud, but...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I think we're done with that one then. I will read the last one then, unless King Kala wants to read it, because it said Dear Kings of RuneScape.
Dear Kings of RuneScape, my question this week is Call of Duty Black Ops. I personally wasn't going to buy it until I saw Treyarch was reintroducing zombie mode originally from World of War. Do you plan on buying it for this reason? Were you planning on buying it anyways? Or are you not going to buy it at all? I think that the zombie mode, well, to be honest, was the whole reason to buy World at War and will probably apply to Black Ops. I can't wait to get this game. Thanks, Dark Abyss.
I have a story to tell relating to the last Call of Duty game Treyarch developed. World at War, on the Xbox, they shipped a map pack and a custom map, Make and Day, I believe it was. They just changed the map a bit. But if they shipped those, and when they did that, they ended up actually breaking the game for anybody who didn't have all of the maps. So what would happen is, if you didn't have one of the map packs, or you didn't have Make and Day, you could get put in maps that were playing maps you did not have, and as a result of this, it was very hard to get a game. And last I heard, it was still like that. So I personally am not too fond of Treyarch, so I probably won't be getting Black Ops. And even then, you know, I think they kind of ruined it with Modern Warfare 2 in how much larger than life that game was. It didn't need to be that big, so I won't be getting it.
Me neither.
Chief!
Nothing to say at all on this.
Yeah, Chief's not allowed to play shooting games. That's one thing his parents say.
No, those bastards.
I'm not sure who you're referring to.
Treyarch or your parents?
Yeah.
It was a joke, but my parents. No, they're good people. So we're done with questions.
Well, Colin didn't say if he's going to get it.
Yeah, forgetting me again. I'm also
That's
not
all right, Colin, you don't count.
Yes, I do not.
Yeah, so we're not getting Black Ops. We're not into that. I think Call of Duty has kind of become a game kind of stereotype thing. Everybody gets it, and, you know, it's just the thing that keeps getting cranked out. You know, you gotta wonder how much longer they're going to actually be able to continue for. So,
Yeah, kind of like Medal of Honor a number of years ago.
We got a good Informer piece coming on Medal of Honor. Little tease there.
Just really quick. I can understand excitement about zombies, but the very fact that Treyarch put zombies in World of War just does not make sense. I mean, it's World War II. I don't think there are any accounts of the living undead, you know? It's like Nazi zombies. Oh, burns and Jews. Oh.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point because, you know, it wouldn't have been like that. That's why you got to question them. So, anyways, thank you, Dark Abyss. I just want to say one more thing. We like audio questions, and getting an audio question in basically means you get your voice on the show and you get your question answered no matter what, as long as we can hear you and use your real voice. So with that being said, if you want to send us an audio question, those can be emailed to Chief.
Can be emailed to questions@rsbnb.com.
Very good. Or you can phone them in to the phone number, which is...
5,
you don't know the phone
3,
number yet.
3,
No. No, it's 571-57-BNB or 571-572-2632.
Five, right.
I know that number off by heart now. So, that's what you can do with your audio questions. We look forward to hearing them. We're moving on to tech news now.
Tech news.
So, court orders LimeWire to cease file sharing business.
In a
major victory for the music industry, a New York federal judge has ordered the embattled P2P software maker LimeWire to immediately and permanently stop distributing and supporting its file sharing software. In a 17-page injunction issued on Tuesday, Judge Kimba Wood of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, that's a mouthful, ordered LimeWire to cease searching, downloading, and uploading file trading and file distribution functionality of LimeWire's P2P file sharing software.
I think this is a good thing. Kimba Wood. It's like, dude, you sound like a tree.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
What's this table made of? Kimba Wood.
So, does anybody here know anybody that uses LimeWire still?
People still use LimeWire?
Yeah, they do.
I think everyone still uses LimeWire. Everyone who's not technically a dit. So,
I don't know. Personally, I think this is a good thing. I don't see why, in this day and age, people would have a reason to pirate a song when they're available on iTunes
because
it's so cheap.
Free.
Yeah, but 99 cents or $1.29, that's nothing, you know?
Tell that to some of my classmates.
The only time I would advocate pirating a song is if you can't find it on iTunes or in any of your local stores.
I swear, it's almost, I don't know what you'd call it, a mindset.
It is among
young people here in Brazil.
You can get it for free because it's online. It's free. It means it's free, you know. But it's really not free, you know. So,
like, why would I?
I think this is a good thing.
iTunes or something when I can just get it.
Color.
I think it's a good thing because LimeWire sucks.
Yeah, that's more or less what I was thinking as well.
And because it's full of viruses and malicious users, and if you're going to pirate music, LimeWire is probably one of the worst ways to do it. So I'll just throw that out there. I think it's probably... I'll agree that it's a good thing, although for different reasons. But, yeah, I was reading some posts, and, like, as soon as the thing went up, there's, like, great alternatives to LimeWire, and like posts everywhere. So I mean, it's not
going. Yeah, it's
do
not
very
going
much.
Away. The only you thing can't, it's the, these the, things are like weeds.
The only thing that is really killing is the company itself. Kind of like Napster. I mean, it's like shutting down Napster. I mean, then there wasn't many alternatives. Now there's far too many alternatives. So it's actually not that big of a deal, you know.
Amazon Music.
Oh yeah, that too. That's another place if you're anti-Apple. So I don't see why anyone wouldn't
and
be.
And plenty of artists also will have their own online sites. You can buy.
Oh, there's Ubuntu One. That
What's
has
that?
A music store, I think. The the file synchronization thing that comes with Ubuntu also has a music store. Yeah, just putting that one out there. I don't think it's very good though. I would use iTunes. But
I'm glad you admit that.
Even as an Apple hater, you can still love iTunes because it actually is quite a bit better than a lot of other things.
Well, yeah, I bought an album on iTunes a while ago, and I found that it actually worked extremely well. It's very good for doing
see,
things like that.
See, this is the same thing with the Mac. If people would just buy into Macs like they do with iTunes and iPods, it would be a perfect world.
Well, I don't know. iTunes still isn't perfect.
A perfect world with Darth Vader microphones.
Thank you.
Anyway.
It's
not my computer's fault. It's the stupid headset. Or at least I hope it is.
Moving on.
We'll talk about that later, Asa. IE9 release 9. So
one at a time.
Thank you, Kala. So, Chief, tell us about this.
Microsoft opened its provisional developers conference by announcing IE9 Platform Review Preview 6, saying the IE9 release candidate, the final cut, is almost finished. Platform Preview 6 incorporates improved performance, quality, and support for HTML5 and CSS3 2D, and it comes 6 weeks after Microsoft released the IE9 beta. The company reports 10 million downloads, the most of any IE beta. Well, that's good for Internet Explorer, I suppose.
I was scared.
Yeah, slightly. I've actually tried the beta version on a virtual machine, and it is a little bit worrying how much it changes the operating system itself. It actually, for those who don't know, the backwards and forwards buttons are different in IE9 to how they've been in previous versions, and it actually changes the backwards and forwards buttons of Explorer and anything else in the Windows 7 operating system itself. I assume it does that with Vista as well, but it is a little bit frightening, and I don't really like how it does it, but it's kind of cool at the same time.
It was frightening.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were done. I thought you were, but are you done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I was going to say it was frightening because there was this video posted of a demo, and they made it look, for some reason, somehow, that IE9 was faster than Google Chrome at rendering HTML5 stuff. Which really should not be the case.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what. They must have been doing something to the computer there. And Firefox was really laggy in what they showed, so I don't know what they were doing with that, but yeah.
No. Anyway, in my experience with Internet Explorer 9, it's still is blown away by Chrome, no matter what you really do with it. I can't exactly say the same for Firefox at this point. Firefox is pretty clunky, and I wouldn't recommend it anymore to the average user, but it works for me. Unfortunately, that's just how it works. But so Chrome is the way to go, in my opinion, over IE9. Yeah.
Yep.
But it is a step up, and I'm glad that there will kind of be a usable default browser. I think that is the stage where it's at now.
Yeah, I think that's really all I care about too, is that it's usable and we don't need to worry about baby-proofing websites for IE anymore, you know? Just one design, hopefully, and that should work for all three, I hope. But anyways, anybody else have anything on this call, Asa?
No comment. I can't
Not
even
really.
Never really liked IE. Sorry.
At this point, I think it's just good. Better to go with the alternatives. I don't know.
Yeah.
I use Firefox, and I'm very happy with it.
That's same. Good. Okay, next up is the PlayStation phone. Oh, this is a little prototype. 1 gigahertz processor in it, 512 megs of RAM, and a 1 gigabyte ROM. And basically, this is Sony's answer to smartphone / gaming. So there's really not much information on it right now, but it's just a prototype. They say the screen is between 3.7 and 4 inches. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Wow, interesting. Having just looked at this, I'm not sure how well that would work as a phone as well as a gaming platform. It looks a bit big.
Yeah, it does. But
it's just me.
It doesn't look any bigger than an iTouch, so I don't know.
Well, it has the thing that comes out, right?
Yeah.
It looks so maybe about thicker. 5 times thicker than an iPhone or an iPod Touch.
Yeah. I don't know, but it has 13,700 tweets about it, so definitely caught people's attention. But
yeah, it doesn't even look that flash.
No, it doesn't. But you know, it's a prototype. You never know, right? But you know, this is the same thing. I was having this conversation with Mike earlier this week, and we came to the conclusion that for everybody, it's too little, too late, except for maybe Android about this, because the iPhone is just has too much power, and Android has maybe less, and it's still gaining, but I don't think anybody else has a chance between those two platforms. So I think this could end up like the Sony PSP, a product that only a certain sector of people use. So I don't know. I know I'm not interested in it. Anybody else?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Seems like another...
Sorry, go ahead.
It seems like another thing of Sony, you know, too little, too late. I mean, they were last with the PS3, I believe. They were last with the PlayStation Portable, I believe. And, I don't know. It seems like they haven't been able to bring out a big, high-end device that later than the competition and still dominate the market since the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think...
All right.
I honestly like some of the things that the PlayStation 3 has, but for example, the PSP, I think it ends up trying to do too much. You know? It ends up trying to be, you know, a place to watch movies, play games, listen to MP3s, all that, and the market wasn't ready for it at the time. I mean, you look now and you have the iPod Touch and the iPhone, and you know, sort of now the market is ready for it, and it's really accepted, you know, sort of receptive of the whole product. But you know, the PSP didn't do it did many things, but it didn't do any of them excellently, I thought.
And then this is going to be the same thing with this, too late compared to everything else. So.
Yep. Yeah, especially with the 3DS slated to come out next year, and the iPhone 4 already coming out, and the very sparse rumors of a possible team up between Apple and Nintendo or something. Because Steve was in Japan a couple of months ago. He was actually stopped in security because he had a shuriken in his baggage.
A what? A what?
Ninja Star. Shuriken. Ninja Star. Yeah.
How did he end up with that?
He bought one while he was there.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, I think that's a good note to end tech news on. And let's just let Steve Jobs handle everything from here on in. So, Chief, you're not that, but I'm just going to say it's time for a Skill of the Month update. And I will read this week. So, Anyways, first things first, the November skill of the month is cooking, for anybody who's interested in that. And we're in the same position as last week, pretty much, for skill of the month, except that X-Blades still has 3 million XP, and Brian B. has gained a bit more XP and is currently at 2.8 million XP. So Brian still might pull ahead and win this by the end of Sunday, but that remains to be seen. So everything else is pretty much the same. And this was crafting. And there are still five people who did not get XP. So please get XP. Okay.
Please.
So Chief, okay, I believe you have some achievements for us.
That I do, Shane. Yeah, I've stuck in a few extra this week just because there weren't really a hell of a lot of 99s. So this will make for a good selection anyway. Starting from most recently, October 28th, a couple of days ago, or yesterday, we have Merciful, who got 95 Prayer. Congratulations. X-Blade's got 94 Runecrafting. And Earth271072 got 93 Farming. And those are all very low, but they're good skills, so they deserve to be mentioned. October 27th, Scalp got 99 Cooking. October 26th, X-Blade's got 98 Herblore. October 25th, Suka 13 got 99 Fire Making, and Metal Maniac 9 got 98 Smithing. October 22nd, -199307 got 99 Farming. That's a good one to end on, actually. So congratulations to everyone for all of your achievements this week.
And two farming ones in there, so congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, I admit I did kind of pick out 93 Farming.
That's fine. Okay. So does anybody have a... Yeah, somebody has a pick this week?
I do have a pick. It is an online webcomic that just surfaced in the last few months. It is called HipsterHitler.com. And it is basically... It is basically a parody of both Hitler and the hipster subculture of style and fashion and lifestyle, I guess, of that has been surfacing in colleges and university all across North America. And the newest one is actually really funny. Like, basically a running gag throughout every single comic is... Hitler always has a different shirt on that has a pun something to do with either Nazi Germany or today's internet subculture, some of which I find incredibly funny. Let's see here. Like East Side, West Side, Genocide, I Love Juice. That one was good. You Make Me Want to Start Danzig. You know, Danzig, Poland. Some of them are really funny. If you want to go check that out, it's called Hipster Hitler, and it's at hipsterhitler.com.
Ah, that's good. I know you showed me one. Which one was that?
I believe it was Ironic Invasion. That was way back when. He says... Good morning, Goebbels. Mein Führer, didn't we decide we were going to invade Poland today? He's like, I don't know, man. I've been thinking about that. It's been, like, done. Sweden, 1626, obviously. So, like, if we invade now, it's like, pfft, big deal. So what do you suggest as an alternative? Azerbaijan. Whatever. You've probably never even heard of it.
Alrighty.
Like alternative humor, it's very good. And you can also like them on Facebook. Like them on Facebook.
Oh, that's that seems to be everything, doesn't it, eh? Everything has that now.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So if you're sick of Cyanide and Happiness and XKCD, there's another one for you.
Good. So let's start with Asa then. What have you been doing this week?
This week, generally uneventful. Wednesday and this afternoon, I had a sort of simulation thing of the incredibly ginormous, cruelly enormous test that we have here to get into college now. It's called the MEng, and it's a total of 180 questions spread over 2 days, along with a giant essay. So, fun. First day you do 90 questions, second day you do 90 questions, and the essay, and yeah, it's very tiring, so I'm very glad to be home and doing this instead. RuneScape, nothing really important. I haven't really had much of a chance. Went to the dentist on Tuesday, so... yeah, nothing. Okay. Nothing, just sort of mundane activities. RuneScape, okay, nothing then. Really, unfortunately.
Now we're not going to forget Kulik. He's going to go next.
Well, I've been, other than the normal sleeping, eating, and homework, going to school and that sort of thing. I've also been doing essays and tests and stressing about it, and also relaxing on StarCraft 2 here and there. That's where you'll usually find me, although sometimes people
don't
find me. But looking up different things on that and trying to get better all the time. Other than that, not too much else, other than trying to find the newest, greatest thing. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Okay. Chief.
Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't done too much myself either. Just the same old school, mundane, boring stuff.
Radpad.co.nz.
Oh yeah, I did that. I finally released my website, which had been in the works for the last like year. But yeah, so check that out if you like to stalk me. Apart from that, yeah, well, I mean, it's all explained on there as to what happened, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one comment on your post. You should fix that. Make it proper.
Comment. I probably should fix that, too, yeah. But there are a few bugs. Just ignore that.
Okay. Any other interesting stuff?
Nope.
Okay. As for me, I have been exploring something called MPEG-7. Basically, what MPEG-7 is it's a way to represent semantic video cataloging. So basically take MPEG-4 and combine it with XML, and you get a searchable video. So it's a good way to annotate videos and whatnot. So I've been exploring what's possible with MPEG-7. Aside from that, I've also been taking images and converting them to different color spaces. For instance, the default color space that people use for most images is called RGB, red, green, and blue, so three color components. And I have been working on converting an image so far to YUV color space, which is basically the luminance and then two chrominance samples, and then that generates a color, and that's how your colors are represented when you plug in one of those yellow cables on your TV. And this is all in an effort to implement JPEG compression.
Yeah, you were telling me about that last night, and then I decided I was tired and went to sleep. I mean, usually it happens with Star Trek, but sometimes with CompSci stuff as well.
Whoa, we just got through almost the whole episode with only you now mentioned. No, there was one Star Trek mention.
Yeah, back at Halloween, which seems like so, days ago.
And the really, besides that, the only other thing I did is I did a farming runner too. So I'm considering maybe getting back into Slayer, and I don't know, though. We'll have to see about that. But I think that's it for me. Anybody have anything else?
You can still submit a guest article for the month of November, so make sure you look at
the guidelines. Oh, no, we got one. We got one.
We do have one. We got, you can submit one we for do the have month one of lined December, up. Then.
Yes. Yeah, we I forgot to tell you that I approved that one.
Submit in advance.
Yeah, so we got... That's always nice having those lined up. That is one of the Informer success stories. Guest articles, so...
Yay!
I don't think we have anything else then, so this has been RSPNB Update 280 with Asa.
Bye.
King Kala.
May the Force be with you.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That was very cold.
And of course, Chief Snake and myself. We will see you guys back next week. Goodbye, everyone.